Did the Romney people try to get you to run as a Republican?
Sure.
They did?
Sure.
And you refused?
Absolutely.
And the deciding person was who? Barbara Anderson.
No, the deciding person was me. It was, it was my conscience and my heart. But Barbara Anderson said, Christy, if you run for as a Republican, you'll never get out of that convention. You'll never get the 15%.
Now, there's a live show. People just call in.
Uh-huh.
Someone who's calling in is Barbara Anderson, who we've had on many times, who's called in. Good morning, Barbara Anderson.
Good morning, John. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Very welcome.
I'm hyperventilating here.
Go right ahead. Oh, go ahead. Say hi to Christy.
Should be good.
What on earth is he talking about? I did everything I could to talk him out of running as an independent, to run in the primary. I called friends in the Republican State Committee to see if he could get the votes. I worked with the Margolis brothers who had a
website
trying to get votes for him.
You did.
And then when it finally became when clear what he was going to be doing, and I kind of backed him up after he made the decision, saying, yeah, you probably wouldn't have gotten the votes. But my alternative plan was then forget about this because you're going to wreck the Commonwealth by taking votes from Kerry Healy.
That's your opinion, Barbara.
All Democrat all the time. So I did not help him make that decision.
No,
you didn't. That decision.
No, you didn't help me make that decision.
Telling people that
you didn't help me make that decision. What I said was that I came to the CLT forum that you had with all your members and all, and you were sitting at the opposite end of the room, and you said you would never get out of that convention with 15% of the vote. Did you not say that?
This was after you'd made the decision, not before. You just told everybody that I agreed with your decision and that I helped you make that decision.
You didn't help me make that decision.
I told you that you were going to run to get even with the Republicans to get your
even.
Own. I thought that was very amusing until I realized that you were not going to run as a Republican. You're going to run as an independent and raise my taxes because you're going to get the Democrat elected. And while it's great for you, Christy, to say you're going to stay in this state, the rest of us can't afford to pay these higher taxes. It's great for you, but the rest of us are not going to be able to afford to live with what the Democrats are going to do. And while this has been very amusing, the time has come now to realize this is just a personal vendetta. You've made your point. Now let's just get on with the real election and try to save the Commonwealth.
All right. Now, Barbara was mentioned. She called in.
Right.
But this is Christy's time.
That's
so
fine.
I want to move on, though, in all fairness. This is your time.
Look,
but you mentioned she called in.
I went to the CLT
meeting.
But
the vendetta thing comes up again.
Look, you can call it a vendetta, whatever.
She called it.
She can say whatever she wants, right? She's a private citizen.